So I want to invite you to just take a moment to reflect on your last sit here. And if you look clearly at what's happening in your mind, I wonder if you can notice, if you can clearly see the latent or more active clinging to the retreat, the insights, the states, as well as maybe where there's reaching. Looking for the next pleasures, the return to the normal life. And before you try to get rid of any of it, maybe you can just think about how much of you right now is Charlie Brown? Wanting a better past, a better retreat, or, you know, wanting to plan for the future. And how much of you is Linus? Wanting to stay in the present moment. And some of you may have a little Lucy in you counseling you around what you should be doing and not doing. And maybe others have the Snoopy sitting on the doghouse pretending he's a pilot flying a plane. Welcome them all. And you don't have to agree with any of them. Just consider the purpose of Linus, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and Snoopy. Consider the suitability. Consider the nourishment of what they are offering, their pasture. You know, it was a really important part in my practice when I started to feel joy when I recognized dukkha. Because knowing dukkha meant I could see dukkha and turn toward it, toward the clinging. And dukkha, no matter how bad it was, is always better than whatever bad is going on in my life. It's always better. So here you are, nearing, but not yet at the end of a retreat. So latent tendencies, dormant clinging, may be quiet. And it may be ready and waiting. Now is the perfect time to watch it all. I remember once at the end of a retreat, the teacher was talking about how much we want to hold on to our experience in the retreat. She suggested we just give it away. Before you give anything away, take a minute to see what's happening. You can share it. nice to share. But it's such a great opportunity to see our clinging. Don't just give into it and throw it all away. And don't try to give it away and get rid of it. But learn from it. And it's so exciting to see delusion, knowing, trusting it's your doorway to non-delusion. So I'm going to read a few words by Helen M. Luke. It's a poem called Important. We hurry through the so-called boring things in order to attend to that which we deem more important, interesting. Perhaps the final freedom will be a recognition that everything in every moment is essential and that nothing at all is important. So may you carry on and use this amazing opportunity for practice, for nourishment and support, maybe sitting longer, maybe going to bed. It's all essential, and none of it is important. So thank you. Sweet dreams or a beautiful day ahead.